Welcome to the podcast of Casper Faith Assembly. This podcast is presented in the context of our Sunday morning service. We hope you enjoy this presentation.
Luke 12, verse 4, the title of our message this morning is Not Forgotten. Not Forgotten. A few weeks ago, we were coming back from vacation, and we were kind of on the home stretch of an 11-hour drive, and we were heading from Douglas to Casper on the interstate, coming back from South Dakota, and somewhere along the stretch, a bird flew in front of our car. It was a sparrow, and I smacked it on the windshield, and it went kind of flying over the top and landing on the road, and I really didn't think too much about it. How many have ever done that before? You've hit a sparrow, and you really don't think anything about it. Now, how many have ever hit a deer or an antelope before? Or a cow or a horse or something like that. I mean, do you remember that? Oh, yeah. I mean, that happens. That is not easily forgotten. Or you're driving alongside of the road and you see, you know, a dog or a cat. And all of your kids go, oh, look at the poor puppy. You know, that poor animal. But what do we do when we hit a sparrow? No big deal. We don't think much about it. We just keep traveling on down the highway. We don't stop. We don't put it out of its misery. We don't think much about it except maybe flipping on the windshield wiper to kind of get that smear, that stain off the front of the windshield. We really don't have a lot of value and a lot of thought about sparrows. But this morning, as we look at our text here in Luke chapter 12, Jesus is going to be talking about sparrows. And before I read our text, I just want to set the context of this up. And by the way, when you're reading the Bible, it's important to look at the verses both before and after to get the context, number one, so that you don't take something out of context. I heard the story one time of a gentleman who says, Lord, I want you to speak to me today. And his method of Bible study was he kind of just opened the Bible and put his finger down and it said, Judas went and hanged himself. He says, well, I don't really like that. So he did it again and came up and it says, go and do thou likewise. That's not a good way to study the Bible, okay? That takes things out of context. You want to make sure you get the right context. But secondly, when you look at the context, all of a sudden, it can expand the meaning of the verses that you're talking about. And if you just kind of rewind to about Luke 11:37, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees, and he calls them, he says, you look clean on the outside, but you're filthy, dirty on the inside. You're full of greed. You're full of wickedness. He says, you're open graves for people to walk into. Have you ever walked into an open grave? I remember when I was in college one time, it was my birthday, and I didn't tell anyone it was my birthday because a lot of times they would sing really weird in the lunchroom, and I just don't want to draw any attention to it. And it was about 10 minutes to midnight, my mom calls, hey, how'd it go? Oh, it was great and everything, and I had a good day. Well, what did anyone say? Nothing. I didn't tell anyone. We got off the phone, and I didn't know it, but my mom called a former roommate of mine upstairs and said, hey, it's Craig's birthday. Go wish him happy birthday. Well, his idea of happy birthday and her idea of happy birthday were two different things. I am just starting to get undressed for bed. And I locked my door, and all of a sudden, I hear a key go in the door, and the door start to open. So I hurry up and get my shoes back on, and I crouch in the corner of the room. My roommate is sleeping. He is gone. He is out for the night. And in the shadow of the room, I can see the middle linebacker of the football team coming in. So I tackle him. The next thing I know, I've got about 5-6 guys tackling me, and they're picking me up, and I'm fighting and kicking, and they start to take me out of my room. And so, you know, I'm putting my feet out, putting them on the door frame, hanging on to everything, and I get out the window, and I'm saying, out the window, I get out of the dorm, and I'm saying, put me down, and I'm yelling and kicking and trying to get away, and I can see the lights of the dorm, come on, curtains flying open, and I'm stuffed in a car, and they take me out to the graveyard, which was about a half a mile from the campus. And they drop me off in the middle of the graveyard, and I'm just going, is there anyone else out here? Are they sitting in wait for me? You know, because I don't know. Are they dropping someone off on in town to scare the snot out of me? And it was one of those windy nights in North Dakota, kind of cloudy, a full moon. I mean, you know, it's a little eerie. And so I start running back into town, and there was an open grave, and I almost fell into it. And you talk about giving a person a fright. I can really, Jesus says, you're an open grave for people to fall into. It's not a very pleasant thought. And so Jesus is saying this about the Pharisees, and what's interesting is he leads into this section, verse 53, as he said these things, the scribes of Pharisees begin to assail him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait, seeking to catch him in something that he might say. They hate Jesus, and Jesus knows in just a little while they're going to kill him and crucify him. I want you to think of that. That is the setting of what Jesus is then going to teach his disciples just a few verses down in Luke chapter 12, verse 4. He says, I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body. He was thinking of the Pharisees. He says, and after that, they have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after he is killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. Also, I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man will also confess before the angels of God, but he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. This morning, I want to talk about not forgotten. If you're taking notes this morning, the first point on the back of your bulletin is never forget God. Never forget God. When we face persecution at the hands of other people, many times we are tempted to avoid the pain. We focus on the situation we're going through with our physical eyes instead of looking with eyes of faith, looking in the Spirit and saying, Lord, what do you want to accomplish in my life? We can get caught up in the here and now, and we don't realize that we are living for eternity. Do you realize that everything you and I are going through right now has an eternal consequence in life? How many have been watching the Olympics the past couple days? That's why some of you are a little tired this morning. You're online live streaming. Yeah, that's it. I remember seeing, how many watched the 400-meter individual medley with Ryan Lochte and Michael Phelps? I remember when Lochte won and they were interviewing him, he said, for the past 4 years, I have been training for this moment. And I thought about it, wow, for 4 years, he has trained for one moment. And I began to realize our life, we're not just living for this life, but for eternity. And it is so easy when you and I go through suffering, when we go through problems, we lose sight of eternity. We lose sight of the fact that we have a home waiting for us in heaven. Jesus said, behold, I go to my Father's house. My Father's house are many mansions. If it weren't so, I would have told you so. I go and prepare a place for you. Jesus is preparing a place for us. But in the middle of life, it's easy to forget that. It's easy to forget about heaven and about eternity. And we can get caught up in the short term here and now. And that's what Jesus is really trying to communicate to his disciples. He says, don't forget about God. Don't forget about heaven. He says in verse 4, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more they can do to you. Don't be afraid of any persecution that comes your way. Don't be afraid of any suffering. That is the worst that the world can do to you if you're a child of God, If you have a relationship with Jesus Christ and your sins are forgiven, he said, who you do need to fear is him who has power to put your soul in heaven or hell. Do you realize that in this passage of Scripture, Jesus is teaching the reality of hell? Some people think, oh, Jesus is all love, he's all great. Friends, right here, Jesus said, you need to fear God because he will throw people in hell. Wow. It is a reality. And sometimes I have seen people who are following God forget God and say, I've had enough, not realizing that they have sacrificed short-term relief for long-term torment. They sacrifice short-term for an eternal agony that they don't realize. Jesus is getting the disciples' eyes on eternity and saying, don't let anything in this world turn your eyes off God. Do not forget God. No matter how bad this world gets, no matter how much suffering, no matter how much pain, don't forget God. Because there is a day when we'll meet him face to face. And he'll either give thumbs up or thumbs down. And we want to make sure we are living for eternity. Jesus said in verses 8 and 9, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man will also confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. I have seen young people and old people alike forget God. I have seen people brought up in the church for years forget God, and I've seen people that are unchurched, not a Christian very long, forget God. I have seen people that have been saved for a few weeks or a few months, and they have a glorious salvation experience at the altar. Oh, God is so good. And 6 months later, they're not walking with him anymore. And I've seen people that have walked decades, 20, 30 years, and something in their life happens, something painful happens, and they become hard, they become bitter, they become angry against God, and they forget him. Friends, the devil is no respecter of persons. He tries to get every single one of us to forget God. And if he can't cause us to turn our back on God for good, if I can just get them not to pray, to forget about God today, so that they're just living in the temporal and not for the eternal, so that they're just caught up in what's taking place now, he's happy with that if we settle for the good life, for the mediocre life, and don't strive for the best life, having that destiny with God that we've been talking about the past couple of weeks. There are some believers, they remember God from 10 o'clock to 11:30 on Sunday morning, but they walk out those two doors of the church and they kind of forget about him for the rest of the week. Friends, we need to keep our eyes, our heart, our focus on Jesus Christ all the time. Love the Lord your God on the back of our wall with all of your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself, because you are God's agent, you are his conduit, you have a destiny from him, live in that destiny. Jesus is getting the disciples' eyes upon the eternal as he talks about sparrows as he's leading into here. Some people forget about God because they don't want to be made fun of for being a Christian. Some people forget about God because they want to live it up here and now. They want to indulge in the pleasures of life, or they want to be accepted by their peers, by their friends in high school or college, or even as adults. They want to be accepted by the world. Some people forget about God because they feel the Lord has betrayed them, that the Lord did not keep up his end of the bargain. Friends, you know what Jesus guaranteed us? He did not guarantee us health, wealth, and prosperity. Jesus guaranteed in this world you will, not might, not probably. He said you will have tribulation. How do you like that for a guarantee? How many of you have found that that has been true and faithful? God's kept up his part of the bargain on that. You see, sometimes when we go through problems, we say, Lord, you're omnipotent, you're all-powerful, you're all-knowing, you have the power, if you wanted to get me out of this. You have the power, if you wanted to prevent this from ever happening so I'd never have to go through anything like this again. God, why am I hurting so much? Why is this so painful? Why have I lost so much? And the answer is, you'll find out in heaven. That's the only guarantee I can give you. Because you may not find out on earth. I love reading Hebrews chapter 11. It's the hall of faith. And it talks about how some have been raised from the dead. Some have done miracles. But then it also says some have been sawn in two. Some have been stoned. Friends, I cannot guarantee you a perfect life on earth if you receive Jesus. Some of us will seem to be incredibly blessed, incredibly rich, as that reporter talked about, as Pastor Todd shared the story about the man being interviewed. While others of us seem to go through suffering and pain, and it just never lets up. But friends, this world is not about what we're going through now. It's about what's taking place in heaven. And we have to believe that all things work together for good to those who love him, to those that are called according to his purpose, according to his destiny. We have to believe that there is a greater glory that is working, that these light and momentary troubles that we are going through are working a far greater worth of glory in our lives. Jesus is saying, never, never, never forget about God. That is the focus as he's teaching about this. And the second thing he brings around as he really begins to dive into the sparrows is that God, if you're taking notes this morning, God has never forgotten you. God has never forgotten you. You may feel like he has forgotten you, but he's never forgotten you. So never, ever forget about God. This is what he says. First notice in verse 4, what does Jesus call the disciples? Friends. He doesn't say students, followers. He doesn't say servants. He says friends. He calls them friends, indicating close, intimate relationship. He goes on to say in verse 6, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 cents, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Now, at first glance, we don't pick up anything significant about that phrase, but the mention of the 5th sparrow perked up in the disciples' ears, because normally sparrows were sold 2 for 1 cent. You got, you know, it's kind of like that buy one, get one free, you know, for frames at the eyeglass store or, you know, at Payless Shoe Source, you know, buy one, get one free. You bought a sparrow, you pay, you get 2 for the price of 1. And that was just typical. You got 2 sparrows for 1 cent. But sometimes, if you caught the right vendor, the right merchant in the marketplace on the right day, he would throw in a 5th sparrow. So if you'd buy 4, normally you'd pay 2 cents. And here there's 5 cents, and the reason he did that is maybe he just wants to bless his customers. He's building a relationship. He's gaining favor, and I'm throwing this 1 sparrow in for free. Now, to the person who's buying it, that's good news. But to the sparrow, what that's really communicating is you have no value. You're free. There's no price on you. And so Jesus, when he says, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 cents, he's perking the ears up about this 5th sparrow, and he is saying that this 5th sparrow, the one that is unnoticed, the one that has no value put on it by people, the one that is unappreciated, the one that is unvalued, that the Lord God saw when this sparrow was born. He saw when the sparrow was grown up, when it was captured, and when it was given away, and he sees when that sparrow falls, that sparrow has value to God. And then he goes on to say, but you, He says, not one is forgotten, but the very hairs of your head all number. Do not fear. You are of more value than many sparrows. Friends, you may feel unvalued. You may feel forgotten. You may feel unnoticed, unappreciated, but Jesus is telling you, I care about the unnoticed, the forgotten, the unappreciated, and I have not forgotten you. You are worth more than many sparrows. When Jesus used the term, the very hairs of your head are all numbered, that was an Old Testament way of saying God knows everything that goes on in your life. Some of you are very meticulous about the way you groom yourselves. I can tell. I can just look at you and I say, some of you have all of your hair or hairs, depending on how much you have, in place. There are some of you, you just got up this morning and put some clothes on and came to church, you know. But even the most meticulous dressers of us, have you ever stood there and counted your hair? Numbered them. It's not just that you count them, but you number them. This is number 462. This is number 10,948. That is the kind of knowledge that God has about us. And God knows when more grow in or when some fall out. For some of us, God has to work really hard at counting our hair, and for others, it's pretty easy. But it doesn't matter. The Lord knows the exact number of the hairs on your head. That is how finely tuned God is into you. If something's important to you, you keep track of it. You know where it is. And God says, man, you're so important. The things that you don't even number, I number. You are important to me. Everything is in my control. So yes, you might be persecuted. You might suffer. The Pharisees might kill you. But don't let that stop you from thinking that you are not valued and important to God. There is nothing, nothing that has ever happened to you that God did not know about, that He did not allow, that He will not work for good. And it may not be for good here, but it will be for good in glory. So never forget God, because God has never forgotten you. You are more important than the sparrow. Now, does that send chills up your spine? You, even though you feel unnoticed, you feel unappreciated, unvalued, God said, you have so much value. You want to know how much? I'd like the musicians to come as we're wrapping up here. I love you so much that I am sending my Son to give His body and shed His blood for you. You think you're not valued? Do you know the price that the Lord paid to have you in His family? Do you realize the price? It wasn't a monetary price. It was the life of His Son. I can't imagine giving one of my children to save someone who was an enemy of me, who hated me, who's rejected me, a person like Hitler or Capone or the Taliban murderers that flew into the towers, the Twin Towers that day. And yet God so loved the world, He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. The Bible says that when we're enemies of God, that the Lord demonstrated His love towards us by sending His Son. We have great value to Him. You may be here this morning and you're feeling forgotten, but friends, you are not alone. Many great men and women in the Bible have felt forgotten. Joseph was forgotten in an Egyptian prison. Abraham and Sarah were a forgotten couple who wanted a baby, and they waited decades for a promise that never came. Moses was forgotten on the backside of a desert taking care of sheep because he stepped out of God's timetable. Sometimes we put ourselves in that predicament, like Moses did. Esther was a forgotten orphan. The lady in Zarephath was a forgotten widow, preparing to eat her last meal with her son. Leah was the forgotten wife, but through her son, Judah, came the line of Jesus. Mordecai was forgotten, even though he revealed an assassination plot that saved the king's life. Paul was forgotten for 14 years in the regions of Syria and Cilicia until Barnabas came and took him to Jerusalem. David was the forgotten seventh brother when Samuel came to anoint one of Jesse's sons as king. And later in life, after all the problems he went through, and we talked about those last week, David, this is what he wrote, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you don't hear. You ever felt like that? He doesn't hear. I cry in the night season, and I'm not silent. As you read that, you hear the words of a forgotten man asking for help. And 1,000 years later, Jesus, as he's hanging on the cross, he echoes the same words that David said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the groaning of my lips? Friends, Jesus was forsaken on the cross so that you and I will never be forsaken. That is a promise we have. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I'll never forget you. I'll never walk out on you. I'll never abandon you or leave you. There's times it feels like he does. But he knows the hairs on your head. You are worth more than the sparrow, even though you feel unnoticed and forgotten. Jesus loves you. As we come to a close this morning, I want to ask you, are there any circumstances you've been going through that has made you feel forgotten? That has made you feel that God does not care about you? Maybe some of you are here and you've lost a loved one through death, and you just can't get over that. And you feel God has let you down. Maybe you're going through an illness, and it has pervaded for years. It just won't cease, and you are so weary, and you feel that God is far from helping you. Maybe some of you, you've gone through an argument with someone this week. You feel forgotten by God. Maybe there's a financial burden in your life. You've lost a job. You feel God isn't answering prayer. Friends, whatever it is, you are not forgotten. I want you just to bow your heads, close your eyes this morning.
You have been listening to the podcast of Casper Faith Assembly in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, please email us, casperfaith@gmail.com, or call us at 307-265-9121. We hope you've enjoyed this presentation of Casper Faith Assembly, where relationships matter most.